move so you hear your bubble coat?
You fuck with it?
Nah, I really don't just like came from.
I like the overalls.
Barnes and Noble, huh?
You say you came from what?
What'd you say?
You said Barnes like and Noble. Go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Nah, you go ahead.
I was gonna say, fuck with the overalls.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I had started on Tupac Clog.
Type shit.
Yeah.
I see you dripping, man. You, when you gonna fuck with me on the, I'm getting back in the studio and shit when I get out papers.
When the first time you went to the studio? I mean, like, when did you go to the studio?
All the time. I just, you know, I don't be posting that shit. I don't worry about my business. You know what I mean?
Something wrong with your beard?
Yeah, I ain't getting no oil, you know. No, that shit go.
Are your lips or your beard?
A little bit of both.
I'm gonna make sure I'm good before I get to talk about you.
Nah, you good, because no I was gonna say your mustache be covering over your lip.
Nah, I don't get it cut on purpose.
Type shit.
Yeah.
That's
type.
Hard.
Yep.
Yeah, you need to talk to your barber about that, because, you know.
I really don't like haircuts.
For real?
Yeah.
What do you like?
Sketches. I ain't got no sketches right now, though.
Sketches. You be skateboarding and shit? The bottom of your feet be hurting, because they say only people with bad feet be wearing Skechers. You work at a factory?
You step on cranberries for them.
He said, I step on cranberries. That's funny.
He said, you work at a factory.
You know, when you work at them factories, you got to have on some good shoes, fool. Because I remember I wore some Converse to work one day, fool. 12-hour shit.
Did you
shit
cut some panties? Did you cut some panties and put it over your head?
That's not dude likes a pantyhose.
He look like you picked some cotton with them overalls on.
You like you eat boll weevils. You know what a boll weevil is? Boll weevils eat cotton. Mm-mm. Yeah, they be in the cotton field. I seen you out there with a bubble cut on shorts.
You look like a high school football coach.
Why you sitting like you got a seat behind you?
I do.
You been to the chiropractor?
Is school in session with them overalls?
Mm-mm. You got a chop in your bubble coat.
A little bit.
With your size of mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What type of Carmex you use?
Mine, the one that dissolve.
Because, you know, licking your lips ain't the same as Carmex.
Like, when you blow your nose, like, do you use your bed cover or do you, like, use tissue? Like, several pieces of it is hooked onto each other.
You look like you got a 7-year-old nose.
Why you still got your hands on your knee? You ready for a twerk session or, like...
Did that
Big Boogie interview, like... motivate you?
Type shit.
Say no more.
You know, like, your nose so small, it look like you sneeze like this. Hit you.
Like, it's like your bubble coat so big and small in the back, like, if you sneeze, it's going to rip straight down the middle of your spine.
I feel it.
Yeah, okay. I feel it. You feel your knees, too. You ain't take your hands off your knees since you sat down.
Yeah, I'm comfortable.
Mm. Your head comfortable on your head?
How many push-ups can you do in a row?
Probably about 50.
Yeah.
Maybe more than 50.
Like,
can you do a push-up with your bubble cut on? Or you got to take it off? Is it reversible? On God, your jacket reversible.
Nah, this
on God, you got a reversible jacket. Christmas coming up. I'll buy you another one.
This the one-way jump.
It's like it's black on the other side.
Reverse it right now.
It don't reverse.
Voice it. This jump do reverse. Get the Craig Miller Middle School bubble cut on. You went to Craig? What school you went to?
Cordo. I like the pinky ring. You is married, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
For how long you been married?
I don't know. Not just playing 2 years.
Yeah, because she was going to see this.
Yeah, facts.
That wouldn't have been a good move. Mm-hmm. You going to sleep on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Not this couch, but type mm-hmm. shit. Mm-hmm. So how the music been going for you, man?
It's cool. It's all good.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I love having fun, like making music. I would be in the studio. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I like having fun too, you know. Especially doing this, you know.
No, I don't know. Explain it.
Well, you know, just really
I don't
just...
know. I'm asking you to explain. You keep saying I know, but I don't know. Explain it. Don't say you know either.
You done?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, cool. But yeah, man, basically, you know, just
I don't know. Stop saying you know. Talk.
No. You need to calm down a little bit. We need to get you some you want some melatonin?
Yeah, where is it?
Wiki got some in his bag.
No, he be he be pointing up like lean in his Sprite.
Wiki got a little everything, man. Come on, man. You
yeah,
know
man,
a
little everything, man. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but music going good. You know what I'm saying? I like being in the studio creating like cool little vibes. Some people get crunk too, sing too, cry too, dance too. Yeah, all that.
I feel that. And then, so with the Fuck Nigga Free, what made you like come up with that? Like, did somebody steal from you? You just said, fuck these niggas?
Mm-mm. I ain't come up with it. I made the beat.
Type shit. Mm-hmm. Did the beat make you say, fuck these niggas from stealing from you?
I ain't come up with no lyrics.
No, the beat.
I ain't come up.
You just said he made the beat.
The beat?
Yeah.
The beat ain't called that.
I'm saying, that what it sound like.
Huh?
Was you punching a punching bag when you make your beat?
I would. Like, man, this just slamming. When I made that beat, I was like, this just slamming. I was finna send it to Meg, but, yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
I ain't respond fast enough, so I just, I'm like, off of you, this just for my album. I ain't gonna lie.
That's crazy. I did not know that.
I sat there, I was like, man, I literally, like, had the beat playing in the car. Like, the whole, wherever I was going, I think I picked up my son. I ran to the beat, listened to it the whole way. Like, man, who I want to get on here? For sending it up to me, yeah. I said to him, I was like, I gave him like 2 hours. So I ain't gonna lie, I ain't finna wait for no response.
2 hours?
I gave him like 2 hours to respond. I was like, bro, I ain't finna wait on y'all.
So, like, did they ever respond, though?
Yeah, when I told her at the P Valley season 2 premiere, I was like, you know, I said, she was like, your girl would have been rapping on it. I was like, I sent you the beat. For real? I was like, yeah, I sent it.
Damn, but 2 hours, though?
Yeah.
At least 24. Like.
I ain't gonna lie. I felt it. I'm telling you, when I made the beat, I felt it.
I feel it.
Felt it.
That's hard.
Felt it.
Man, that's.
Felt
2 hours, though?
Huh? Yeah.
Damn. So, yeah, bro, you know. You go crazy with the beats, bro. I need you to hook me up on the beat. The 2 for 1, I'm going to give you 100 for 2 beats.
Hello. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here doing the interview. Yep. This dude, yeah, he talking about 2 for $100 beats.
Tell him 2 for $75 if he can't. I get paid.
Man, we're a wicked studio. What kind of car you drive?
Nissan Sentra.
Yeah, it's a Nissan Sentra. Make sure you go the other way so they can't see you still. I said no more. Yeah, I do it. Said 2 for $75.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, send no more. It's all good. Yeah,
cool. When you gonna send it to my email or how you do it?
What's your number?
We ain't doing that.
Say your real number right now.
We ain't doing that.
Say your real number right now.
All right, 281.
330-8004. You smart.
You fuck with that.
Mm-hmm. You real smart. Like, you always on point. No cap.
Damn. Always on point. But you got the cap. No. Damn. We got to get in the studio, yeah. Food. Mm-hmm. I'm different.
What make you different?
You know, I just feel like a lot of people don't think like me. And I say what people want to say. Like, you know.
That's me. That's really me.
That's for sure here.
Yeah, for real.
That's me. Not you.
That hurt. Hey, can you scoot over a little bit? I'm a little uncomfortable.
This cow sound like your coat.
Leather.
Flat jacket.
Squeaky jacket. My bad. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I think
we should come.
I really got a whole lot going on.
Can you iron your collar?
Is this John loose, honey?
Nah, it looked like it was a little tired.
Yeah, that jump out loose. I did get this out the thrift store, though, but it's all good.
Because, you know, some people's collars don't be up to date. I know your collar, like, worked a 10-hour shift, 12-hour shift.
Mm-hmm. You got your jacket from Carter's?
Thrift, like you.
You know, now, you know what Carter is? That's the baby store.
Oh.
Yeah, 2T, send them all.
Type shit.
How you feeling, Wicked?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling real good. I'm feeling good.
It's good to have you on the show with a legend. I'm on the show with a legend. I see you used to do beats with Meek Mills.
Who? Not the player.
I like that one, him.
Meek. Nah, we ain't got no songs out. I only did like an 8-bar song with dude.
What do you mean?
Like I played some beats. He on the rap like 8 bars.
Oh. I still don't know what you're talking about, but yeah.
Like, he rapped, like, a certain amount of seconds. like a few lyrics on the beat, and that was it. That's the only thing that me and him did.
I'm a little tired. Sorry. But yeah, you look like you whoop ass. No, you keep them on.
Nah, I my like eyes.
Whoop my ass.
No, I'm in there. Go ahead.
Because you, well, you did that to my chest, that kind of hurt. You know, people want to do that, and you just did that.
Yeah, my intrusive thoughts went in. Yeah.
Random thoughts. Random thoughts with your kid.
Yeah, yeah, it's my show now.
You can have this motherfucker.
It's my show.
You got most of the couch.
And your bubble coat take the other 50% up.
We ain't finna keep talking about my bubble coat with this hillbilly ass.
That's a FUBU shirt you got on?
You got this hillbilly ass motherfucking overalls on.
That's a FUBU shirt you got on?
Where you get them overalls from?
Where you get them pants from?
Women's you track look like you drive trucks.
You just bought them shoes, so I don't say nothing about your shoes.
Nah, I was saying.
Why they ain't tied up? Why you wearing them so loose?
Man, you know
you can't run from nobody's shoes. Feet go flop right out of them.
But you like you finna hoop in yours.
You like you stand upside down and brush your face.
You like you brush your teeth every other day.
You like you take a bath every other day.
Type
do
shit.
You even wash that mask? Sometimes. I know that just some like cheese, just straight cheese.
Your left eyebrow lighter than your right one.
It's in my left eyebrow?
Yeah, it's like light skin, the other one dark skin. Like you got a type on the left side.
Do your barbers cut your lips and your mustache or just your mustache?
You got rings around your eyes like a raccoon.
Facts.
And we pop out like raccoon weed.
You heard that boogie?
Type shit.
Mm-hmm. Boogie said stop saying his shit.
All right, I'm done. Who the fuck is that?
He got scared, bitch.
A little bit.
You pop out like the folks that you owe that money to, they don't know you be up here.
You owe somebody money?
Yeah.
Why you smiling when you said that? You like that? Yeah, I owe somebody money.
You need to pay up, bro. No matter you broke. Hey, look, man. You owe people money. Make sure you pay them folks their money, bro. If you got $200, if you owe somebody $200 and you only got $200 in your bank account, you need to get that out, bro.
Nah, fuck
people
that.
People gonna get you.
How we gonna get something to eat?
You should have never asked for that $200. You should have never bet whatever you did. Yeah, hey, I know y'all doing FanDuel. Y'all betting on these games. Make sure you pay that money back. Them folks gonna come get you. That's why I don't think I can do drugs or sell drugs. Don't owe me no money.
You coming for it?
Nah, we just gonna have a friendly conversation.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I say is like, what if it's just hard times? And, you know, you need that money back.
You don't need to be betting. Stop betting. Don't get into it about no type of money issue if you have a hard time of paying people or getting money.
What's the longest somebody went without paying you back?
It's still going on right now. I told him keep the money, get something for his kids for Christmas. On my son, I said that.
It was a lot?
And I don't know what you consider a lot, but.
Can I hear it?
Mm-mm.
Because you said Christmas, that sounds like over 500. I don't like paying people back because, you know, I get an attitude when people ask for money.
Hey, what's your name? Lil Pistol? Yeah, stay away from, don't bet with Lil Pistol right here. Don't bet with him. He don't pay nobody back. He not.
I do pay people back, but people don't know what borrowing mean. It mean intend to pay a motherfucker back. I'm intending to pay you back. I just don't know when.
Yeah, so we're talking about betting. Hey, you know when somebody ain't finna pay your money back, like what type of mannerisms and like gestures they do?
Man, normally, like, I don't even see it through the phone, but I feel it, like, you know, nigga be like, I'm going to call you back. Oh, man, this shit crazy, but you ain't going to believe what happened to me.
You really be like, saying that?
Yeah, sometimes. Or I just be like, man, they fucked up my check again, you know.
So when they hang the phone up before you get that out, like, what you thinking about then?
What I'm going to post on Instagram next, you know, because I can't show a motherfucker I'm having too much fun, you know.
You got a little disparate all the time.
Every time I'm playing name. Ride Wave the whole time.
Hey, when you owe somebody some money, it's the first person looking at your story.
Yeah, no cap. Hey, it was one time I borrowed some money from a nigga. That man was sending me good morning texts and shit, motivational speeches. I said, bro, what the fuck? calling me before my alarm clock.
That man sized you up.
That man called me and said, am I going to work?
You keep it real. I'd be on the same thing.
That's bullshit.
I found people addresses. I ain't gonna lie to you. I get people address real name. I get their mama name. I get their mama address, their pop address, how many kids they got.
You got the Arthur fist. Like, you finna whoop ass. You know, Arthur be like this.
Yeah.
I would never fight you.
I don't do all that. I don't get into it with nobody.
I know, but I'm saying though, it just looked like you'll find a way to win.
Nah, I just throw hands. If you fall, I pick you up.
And start fighting again. If I'm passed out.
Nah, you passed out. It's over with. Yeah. That's how I do it. I don't know about
Did you used to bully people when you were younger?
They'll say I was a bully. I don't know if that was true.
You look like you used to bully.
I used to bully the bullies, though. Even though they kind of said I was a bully. I used to slide people down lockers, though.
And like scream?
Yeah, I used to scream in school. I used to do all that. But, you know, didn't nobody ever hate me in school. Nor did really dislike me.
Did you make beats in high school?
Yeah, I used to make beats in the class.
You used to beat on the desk?
No, I ain't do all that. Like, I had my laptop out.
Damn. Who was your first artist ever?
That I produced for? I don't know, some dude. I think the beat I had sold was called Misunderstood. Yeah, that's the only thing I remember. I had that on a Reverb Nation.
He couldn't understand it, so he didn't send right up on it.
Nah, that's the name of the beat. The beat was called Misunderstood.
And I was saying, because you don't know his name, so he didn't understand where you was coming from.
Nah, I don't know what I was doing. I was like, man, his dude on the route. Like, he want my beat. Man, he want my beat. I'm finna give it to him. I ain't charge him. And I want to think about money. I was just like, hey, I'm trying to get up out of here.
You know what them overalls made me think about? You don't belong around here, do you, boy?
Hey, you got a drummer here so I can do the little p-t-t-t.
License and registration now. Overalls,
you got a vacuum because like the side of his mask is loose, so you got to put the thing in there and suck the air out.
With this,
it's just like you need some like chin filler right there.
So where does the brown come in on that?
It's called
offset.
Yeah, it's a contrast.
Yeah. Yeah, bro, like, on some real shit, fool, I need you to give me some beats, bro, because I really ain't fucking with Wicked or this shit.
When you gonna gotta keep messing with him long, because I ain't giving you no beats. I don't work with everybody.
Wick, I was just playing, fool. But for real, though, fuck with me. Come on,
I don't work with everybody.
I'm saying, why you be with A$AP Rocky, don't it?
How you know?
I mean, I seen y'all with the pictures, you know.
We hang out time to time.
When you don't never call me about shit like that.
It's all with.
That's some Memphis shit, bro. That's hell.
Why, like, hey, yo, come over here. Like, it's all fun and games. No.
Hell yeah. I want to go to Paris and shit. I can't afford it. I got a passport, though.
Hey, we went in Paris to go.
Wherever the fuck y'all was at, it looked expensive. I wanted to go.
Yeah, it was, we was at some birthday party.
Type shit. So what would you say like one of your best jumps from Glorilla is? Like the beat she made. Internet troll. On internet hoe.
It probably gotta be my favorite beat. Internet trolls.
Internet trolls.
Cause when I made the beat, they were laughing at it and said it sounded like it probably be on the man game, which they didn't even know that was my intention of having it on the game. It's on 2K24.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna give me some money?
Yeah, I just need your address. Yo, people's address.
I'm not giving you that.
You can't get no money from me. This insurance.
Okay, so if I don't come back with the money at a reasonable time, what the fuck you gonna come to my house?
Mm-mm. I don't know, but I just want your address, just, you know, just in case something happened to you, I can let your parents know.
I don't live with my fucking parents.
Nah, I just need to let them know. That's why I need their address, so I can, like, tell them, like, man, we probably chopping about some money, but I don't see him no more, so I'm just trying to check on him, make sure he all right.
You said you don't live with your parents?
Don't do
so that ain't your little brother, Jay.
You capping for him.
I don't got no fucking little brother. I'm my only child.
You is real?
You like that?
Yeah, I'm my only child too. Can you tell?
Yeah, you like you had imaginary friends.
Nah, you like you used to play stick games.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Man, Professor Ogilvie looking at him. Sometimes.
You ever bit somebody before?
Hmm.
Have you ever bit somebody before?
You ever crawled at high school?
Hmm?
You ever crawled in class? Like, crawled to your class?
I think that's some shit you would do.
You used to watch Death and Duke.
You bear crawl after you fight somebody.
Ah! It like you used to run with your arm back going to the lunch line.
You look like you step outside to fart.
Duh. Man, like you fart and grab it and put in your coat and save for later.
Type shit.
Yeah, you got a layaway fart.
Interesting.
I'm going to put this out later.
I like that.
That's yeah, good. I'm gonna let everybody smell this one later.
Type shit.
Yeah, you put your farts in the jar.
Mm-hmm.
And use it and pour it on some air fresh. Pour it in the air fresh in the container and spray it.
Take off your hat.
Mm-mm. No, sir.
We want to see how healthy the hairline is.
Nah, my hairline there. I ain't gonna lie. My hairline there.
Let's see.
Nah,
he can't what it do, man.
Nah, this joint, like my hair dingy.
I like that joint. Hit that joint on tap.
He can't what it do, man.
Man, my hair dingy. I can't take my head off. This joint dingy. I ain't gonna lie. Can't. You take yours. Take your mask off.
Oh, no, we ain't doing that no more.
Why?
Because it's...
They already did... You already did them before?
Type shit.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite song I produced?
It was one of Cole Cash's songs. Damn, what's the joint? I like the last joint y'all just did. I forgot the name of it. Come here, baby, you bad for a little real nigga turn you up. What's the name of that joint? Rex in the Go Yard.
You say you doing my songs, y'all?
I mean, what the fuck you want me to do?
You put the name of the song. That's not your favorite song.
Yeah.
You'll never find.
Type shit. I ain't gonna lie, though, fool, on some real shit, though. Hey, I know you fuck with, like, Cold Cash and shit, but I'm the guy. Hey. Okay.
You'll never find.
Hey, stop the plan. I need. I'm dead serious.
If you smell,
you don't smell nothing with that little nose, do you?
Hey, what they cooking at Crumpets on Mill Branch right now?
A lemon pepper with fries and a drink.
You got a real Pythagorean theorem nose.
It looked like somebody said, here's your nose in your pocket. You know they used to do that?
It looked like somebody got on your nose and said, wee, and slid down. That nose like real slide nose.
You ever missed a smell before? You know how folk be like, damn, you smell that shit? You just be like, nah, because it went past your shit. Because your nose so small. Your eyebrows see through, too.
That means translucent, fool. It's translucent. I know you don't understand. You stupid. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, just because you read and shit don't make you smarter than me.
You know I was a teacher?
What the fuck did you teach?
Science, social studies?
Hell nah. Apologize for that. So yeah, so like with women, what pisses you off about women? I like the white socks with the black. That's offset. You got them socks from Walmart?
Nah, these gold toe. But what you were saying?
What pisses you off about these new generation women?
I ain't gonna lie, they all hard, honestly.
Hmm?
I don't, everybody's been coming out really slamming. No. But what would piss me off? What would piss me off about the new generation? That's a great question. I honestly don't know. Not at the top of my head. You have to give me a situation like a...
I'm saying like what they be talking about. Because, you know, some people be getting on...
It's the way they say it. It's the way they say it. Like, for the most part, kind of somewhere everybody talk about the same thing. But everybody got their own swag. Like, how they be saying it. Like, and some people just ain't got no swag when they say it.
type shit.
Swag.
I feel it. Like, like, man, I got this swag. That was a good beat. That hat matching my bag. Well, your hat not matching your bag, but you know. But I was going to say.
You wearing your bag. Go ahead.
Type shit. The bubble coat. I was going to say, so what makes you like stay faithful in a relationship?
Huh?
Oh, you didn't hear me? Are you faithful?
Yeah, of course. It's easy.
Is it?
Yeah.
You ain't never slid your wedding ring off ever?
No. That go against my morals. I never do nothing to go against my morals.
You hoop with it on too?
My ring? No, I don't work out a hoop with it.
That ain't your morals, and you supposed to do everything.
Man, you is crazy. I'm trying not to lose. The
same day I got my ring, I lost it.
Damn.
In the front yard. Damn.
How long did it take you to find it?
My mother-in-law found it.
Nah, no cap. My mother-in-law found it. I felt like the sorriest man on earth. I just lost my ring. I just got it.
But you know, like, the men ring be way cheaper than the woman's ring. Because, you know, we don't give a fuck. We just want a gold.
And so it ain't about being cheap. It's just like, I don't want to lose my ring. So, do you be faithful?
Yeah, I do.
Man, that's on God, you lying. On your God, you lying. On everybody else, they lying. You lying.
I be faithful.
Let me see your DM right now.
My phone off. You ever slid in the girl DM?
Nah. Yeah, before I got married.
Oh, I was finna
which
say.
Was my wife.
What'd you say?
Nah, it wasn't even the DM. It was on the picture.
What'd you say?
I was like, we gotta stop doing this, coming back and forth. What's your number? And she sent me her number then.
Damn. That's a Cinderella story for sure.
Not really.
I know.
I was just like, yeah, man, drop them digits.
And she dropped them off.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Y'all got a little baby. Two babies. Boy
one
and a girl.
Cookie.
Damn, so you got a boy or a girl?
A boy, two boys.
And you got
boy
one
now,
more,
he's 2 years old, and got another baby boy on the way.
They said after three kids, ain't shit funny.
I lie. My son is hilarious. I love having kids, like, being around. It get a little frustrating when I be working, but I don't really sure about
personalities that. Be cool. You got any kids out there that you don't know about?
No, I'm not even.
Hey, kid, what it do, man?
I'm not on that type of like little pistol time or nothing. That.
What the fuck do that mean? I take
like,
care.
I know
of
you hunching,
kids.
No condom, straight rock smashing, like just letting loose. You just look like you on that type of time. Look at your forces. You don't even tie them jumps up. Just like I hit it from the back and get gone forces. Look at the shoe like them joint. Man, honey
you
hot.
Get up out of there.
Hmm.
You got the honey hot jumps on.
My shoelaces, honey hot. Deep fried, extra wet.
You look like you hot up under that overalls.
Nah, I'm actually cool. I'm
that's
not
why you
moving.
Let,
much
that's why
like
you let one of them loose, because you let it breathe. Them to breathe in, breathe out. Let now drop, now drop, now drop, now drop.
What song is it?
Oh, you got to say, breathe in, breathe out.
Anybody ever told you your nose like a bassoon? You know what a bassoon is? That's the long, like, flute-looking instrument. Not flute, but.
What you blow your nose with?
What you blow your nose with?
I asked the question first.
You gotta get like a, it's a thing they clean like in the steel, yes, and they gotta go up in there and the thing come out. That way you clean your nose.
Yeah. So you know, just watching your Facebook, Instagram, all of you on social media, I see Kay Carmel holding the mic like she was singing. What song does she got where it look like she's singing?
All on. You know how she. You ever listen to some of
it cobbing?
Yeah, but you gotta hold a car a little longer. Yeah,
it cobbing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I ain't doing that shit no more.
Exactly. Exactly.
Talking about hold the C.
Exactly.
All right, let me ask you one more thing.
What you gotta say?
So do you go through
crack?
Hey, what it do, man? It's Wicked Film Boxed In. Hey, man, tag some people y'all think we should interview next. We got a lot of great interviews coming out, but I want to see who y'all want us to interview. You know what I'm saying? So tag some people y'all want us to interview next, and we'll see what's up. Thank y'all. Boxed In Wicked Fam.
Make a hit.
Yeah, bro. So, how life treating you and everything with the, you know, producing?
Get it out. It's treating me good.
Yeah, you a bully. I ain't scared of you.
You ain't got to be scared of me. But you know what's crazy? You know what's really crazy?
Yeah, that you ain't gave me no beat.
I don't really do anything that made people scared of me.
Because you ain't gave me no beat. That's what's fucking crazy, bro. Fuck with me, bro.
Why would I get somebody a beat that wear a bubble coat like that,
man? Bro, fuck all that dumb
ass shit, bro. You got a reversible bubble coat.
I'm bumping, though. You ain't finna fuck with a nigga. Come on, bro.
Stop moving your head like that and mask,
bro. I'm saying, bro. I'm bumping, fool.
Do like this. I bet your head gonna get your mask. Do like this. Your head gonna get
something. Man, you need to get a hat that match them overalls, bro. Give me a beat, bro.
No, you can't get no beat.
What's wrong with you, bro?
Play a song you got out right now. Play it.
You remember?
Pull it up.
You remember Bigfoot? That's it. That's where he got his overall from. That nigga, Bigfoot.
Who is that?
Give me a beat. I don't know the nigga we used to talk about. That man ain't gonna give me no beat. This nigga lame ass.
Look how you had the scoop.
Lame ass nigga.